This is KYUK, public radio for the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta. I'm Anna Rose MacArthur. There will be a scheduled power outage affecting parts of Bethel and all of Napakiak this afternoon from 1:30 to 4 p.m. The Bethel areas that will experience outages include H. Marker Lake Subdivision, BIA Road, Kasaili Subdivision, the airport terminals, the National Guard Armory, and Tower Road. A representative from the Alaska Village Electric Cooperative says the outage will likely impact all flights occurring during the blackout. AVAC says it needs to briefly cut power to its lines to transfer new power conductors. The old ones were destroyed in a fire last month caused by an osprey nest built on a Bethel electric pole. The nest has since been removed. Turning to fishing, this will be the second year that Seattle-based E&E Foods is purchasing salmon from local fishermen in Kuskokwim Bay. KYUK's Greg Kim reports that fishermen and fish buyers are optimistic that the Kuskokwim Bay commercial fishery will build on the success of last year.
E&E Foods Chief Operating Officer Ken Eng said that his company purchased over 1 million pounds of salmon from Kuskokwim Bay fishermen last year. This year,
we hope to purchase more.
Eng said that the pandemic reduced the demand for salmon last year, but with restaurants and the economy reopening, he's optimistic that the demand for salmon will be higher this season. He said E&E's processing ship in Good News Bay can handle 70,000 pounds of salmon per day, which is the same capacity as a ship that was there last year. The fish will be frozen before being flown out of the region, and most will end up in grocery stores. E&E will be purchasing chum, king, red, and silver salmon. Eng said it was too early to know what fishermen will be paid for their catch, but said that they would be compensated competitively.
Should be at least around the pricing of last year.
Alaska Department of Fish and Game reported that E&E purchased king and red salmon for 55 cents per pound, chum for 45 cents per pound, and silver for 15 cents per pound. Eng said that the fish tender ship would be in Kuskokwim Bay by June 25th, and the processing vessel would arrive June 30th. He said that all E&E employees are fully vaccinated against COVID-19, but that they would still get tested for the virus before boarding the tender and processing vessels. The company will also continue COVID precautions from last year. E&E again will be operating a no-contact fishery. That means that fishermen cannot board either the tender or the processor, and E&E employees don't enter the communities. E&E will be buying salmon exclusively from fishermen who are approved by the Independent Fishermen of Quinnahock Cooperative. The group revived commercial salmon fishing in Kuskokwim Bay last year after a five-year hiatus. Around 70 fishermen participated in last year's fishery.
We're anticipating a bit more this year.
That's Cooperative Chairman John Mark. He said he's already received applications to commercial fish from people who didn't participate last summer.
There were a lot of hesitancy amongst the fishermen whether or not the fishery was going to actually happen or not, and it went very well as well.
Mark also said that the fishermen who participated in last year's commercial fishery are more familiar with bleeding and icing the fish, which can earn them bonuses from E&E. These industry practices preserve the quality of the salmon. Currently, the cooperative only permits people from Quinnahock, Good News Bay, Platinum, and Eek to participate in the Kuskokwim Bay commercial fishery. Mark said that's because E&E can only purchase so much fish. But the cooperative has long-term goals to start buying salmon from fishermen itself. Mark says that way the cooperative can allow fishermen from other villages to participate in the commercial fishery too.
It's going to be a long process.
The Alaska Department of Fish and Game says commercial fishing openings in Kuskokwim Bay would begin sometime after July 1st. Reporting for KYUK, I'm Greg Kim.
Turning to education, third graders in the Anchorage School District have a brand new social studies curriculum. It's a comprehensive look at Alaska Native history and culture. Alaska Public Media's Mayowa Aina reports the district says it's a first-of-its-kind collaboration with Alaska Native stakeholders and cultural experts.
The book at the heart of the new curriculum is called The Nest Egg. It features a third-grade class that time travels to different points in history to learn about Alaska's first peoples. 9-year-old Kaya Moore, who's headed into fourth grade, was part of the group of students who piloted the curriculum and gave feedback on the book.
There is a classroom, and inside the classroom there is an egg that the kids go into, and they travel to the past, and they figure out what happened in the past and how they survived.
Each unit represents a different region of Alaska and the indigenous people from those regions.
So, for instance, in one unit, they may be traveling back to the 1700s, whereas in Unit 6, the Inupiaq unit, they're traveling back to the 1950s.
That's Jennifer Romer. She's the district's K-12 Social Studies Curriculum Coordinator and spearheaded the effort. The district worked on the project for 3 years, editing the book 13 different times before publishing. It was a massive collaboration with Alaska Native cultural consultants, experts, artists, translators, teachers, and students. It's the first time that the district has co-created curriculum with the Alaska Native community. Romer, who is Indigenous from 3 different Alaska Native communities, says it's filling a significant gap in education.
The only place where I really saw teaching about Indigenous culture was when I lived out in Bethel. But prior to that, in the urban areas, I rarely was able to be in a classroom setting where I learned about my own culture and saw my own people.
At a celebratory event at the Alaska Native Heritage Center unveiling the curriculum, the room was full of emotion, reflecting the passion for the project. Romer called it groundbreaking. Kaya's grandmother, Carrie Wood, helped develop the curriculum. She says it was important to her that kids learn about the difficult parts of Indigenous history.
My grandmother happened to be one of the first kids that got sent away to boarding school. She was the oldest girl in the family. So the atrocities that happened to those students in the boarding schools happened to my grandma. And we don't want that ever to happen again. And this is one way we can help that, by teaching our younger generation that though there were bad things that happened, but we survived them.
She says she's excited about how the project came together.
I think it really helps our people, all Indigenous peoples in Alaska, really. It helps them take pride in who they are and where they come from.
More than anything, everyone involved views the curriculum as a seed that they hope will grow, expand, and influence other district efforts in the future. ASD Superintendent Dina Bishop says the state legislature made Alaska history a graduation requirement, but the available curriculum was incomplete.
What was missing was actually good curriculum that really had the knowledge and the culture of Alaska and expertise, and that it isn't only history, that it's actually present-day knowledge as well to really sustain the culture in Anchorage as well as around the state.
The year-long curriculum will be taught to all ASD third graders and translated for use in each of the district's 7 foreign language immersion programs. The district plans to copyright the curriculum to sell to other districts. But this type of work isn't stopping at the third grade level. The district's social studies department is also looking at revamping the 9th grade curriculum, too. In Anchorage, I'm Maiwa Aina.
This is KYUK News. I'm Anna Rose MacArthur. Thanks for listening. Please send your news tips to news@kyuk.org and stay tuned for News Yuktoon coming up.